Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe coming to you one more time. Praise God, Friday night. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And tonight's subject, we're going to be talking about healing. And if you'd like to be part of this broadcast, you can call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you'd like to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And at this time, we're going to have our daughter, Rachel, come and read her scripture.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through my name. And He said unto them, I behold. Satan, as lightning fall from heaven, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen. Praise God. We have colds going on here, and the summer colds, those are the worst kind to get. So we thank the Lord for Rachel, and she tries to be obedient today. We had to say see you later to my stepdad, Walter Adkins. Last week we had prayer for him on the 19th. On the 20th, the next morning, we were called in to the emergency room, and when we got there, he was on a life support, and he stayed on that life support for 11 days. So, you know, today we had to say see you after a while, and we don't have to say goodbye down here, but we could are going to miss him. And like Ecclesiastics, I believe it's chapter 3, not sure about that, didn't look it up, didn't plan on saying this, but there's a time, there's a season for everything. And it's okay to grieve over your loss, over your loved ones that have gone on. But we have to, if we really think about it, we're going to see them over yonder someday when that great gathering happens on that first resurrection morning when the Lord comes back and the graves burst open. Those that are dead in Christ will rise first, and those that will remain will change in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And you know, that's what our hope is in Jesus. And tonight we're talking about healing. And you know, a lot of times we'll have a loved one and maybe they'll kind of be here, linger for a while, and they look really sick in body. And we think, you know, we've prayed and we had the faith for their healing, but the Bible talks about it. It's appointed for a man to once die. And you know, that sometimes we have to go on when it's our number is called up yonder. And, you know, it looks like down here that to the world that the prayers didn't get answered, but they sure were. He would not probably want to come back for nothing to this old world. He feel the peace and the joy and the love and no sin and no heartaches, no bills, no worries up there. And what a place. That's what we're striving for. When my mother and I was in the room, in the hospital room, and we saw my stepdad, Walter, laying there, and I said, Mom, this right here is what he lived his life for, is to get ready to cross over Jordan. And that's exactly what he did. And you know, he's healed now. Jesus took the stripes on his back for our healing. And you know, when he heals us, we may not see the manifestation of it in this world. But when we get over there and we cross Jordan and we see him again, and there's a great reunion someday, we're going to see, we're all going to have a new body. Praise the Lord. And I see a caller here, and several callers, and we're going to get 423-562 come in and let us know who you are, and go ahead and obey God.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise God, brother.
Give you condolences concerning your stepdad, but like you said, he wouldn't come back now if he had the choice to, in the presence of the Lord. And well, I want to try to bring a message out of this 10th chapter of the book of Acts, starting in verse 34. It said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. And listen to this verse, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for he was with him. And that was Acts 10:38. And I got to thinking about this, how that God anointed Jesus, and Brother Jesus, whenever that he come of age, he went out to John, and he was baptized to John, and Brother, the Bible said he come up out of the water, and he seen it, the Holy Ghost descending upon him in the form of a dove, and I believe the Word of God said, and Brother, that there was a voice that spoke to Jesus that said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And the Bible says he was led into the wilderness. And, Brother, he went into the wilderness. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And, Brother, at the end of that 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible said he was afterwards and hungered. And Brother, I'll tell you, that tempter came to him. And Brother, when he came to him, he began to tempt him with the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And Brother, as he began to tempt him, Jesus would come back at him and begin to quote him the Word of God. And Brother, after the enemy got through, and Brother, he got through tempting him, he went away for a season, and Brother Jesus come. out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. He come out healing people. He come out, brother, casting out devils. And the Bible said here in the 4th chapter of Luke, said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Brother, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Brother, I'll tell you today that Jesus had come to bring healing. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. Brother, in the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, I believe it's in verse 5. And brother, he took 39 stripes, save one, which was 39, for the healing of our bodies. Brother, I believe it's 1 Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes you were healed. And brother, Jesus, when he began to call the 12 and send them out, brother, he told them to go out, and he told them to heal the sick. He told them to raise the dead. He told them to heal the lepers. Brother, he said that they went about, they healing all sicknesses and diseases. Brother, I'll tell you today that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Brother, I'll tell you today, there's an anointing today. In the 12th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, he talks about that the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And these people today that will tell you that if it's God's will, brother, God's word is his will. And God's word says that by his stripes we're healed. What Jesus done included healing, and it included deliverance. When he hung on the cross, brother, it meant the healing of the body, the healing of the soul, and I'll tell you, the healing of the spirit. Brother, when we're born again into the family of God, brother, our spirits are healed. Brother, our soul is healed. Brother, and when we get sick, the Bible says in the 5th chapter of James, if there be any sick among you, let them call the elders of the church. And brother said, let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. And brother, I want you to know today that God has provided for healing in the atonement. He said here, a brother who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus called 12 apostles. Brother, he called them to himself. And brother, when he called them to himself, he gave them the power to go out and to do these same things, to heal the sick, to cast out the devil. And brother, they went about doing good. They went about, brother, healing that. And Jesus went behind them, brother, into all the cities and town, brother, and he began to preach the kingdom of God. Listen to me today. Brother, he said, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Brother, sickness is an oppression, and bondage is an oppression of the devil tonight. Brother, but I'll tell you tonight, when you begin to pray for people, brother, God will begin to listen, and God will begin to move and bring forth healing. Brother, we can pray and we can call on the name of the Lord, and healing, as I said a while ago, has been provided for in the atonement, and in verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Brother, I'll tell you, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, then our preaching would be in vain. What I'm telling you tonight is it would be in vain. But brother, it's not in vain. The Bible said in the 15th chapter, I believe it is, of 1 Corinthians, he talked about Christ being seen of above 500 brethren at one time. And brother, he rose from the dead to purchase our salvation. Brother, I want you to know. know tonight that Jesus, brother, he come and he bore the stripes. He bore the suffering. The Bible said in one place that he tasted death for every man. And I want you to know that God, on the third day, he raised him up from the dead and showed him openly. Oh, I'll tell you today, brother, when we get that witness down in our spirit, when the Spirit of God begins to stir us up and begins to let us know that the Word of God is true, there's nothing that can make you doubt it. Bless God, there's this knowing that goes with it. It's like old Robert come out with a saying years ago, I know that I know that I know. And brother, I want you to know tonight that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what I'm telling you tonight is true, because God, he will back his word up. Brother, he'll back it up. He'll perform his word. Brother, and God will show himself to people that wants to know who he is. All they have to do is begin to say, Lord, show me yourself. And God will begin to show himself to them. He said not to I in verse 41, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Brother, let me back up just a little bit here. Here was a man named Cornelius. He was a Roman, and brother, he prayed. He gave alms to the poor, and brother, one day he was praying and he was fasting, brother, and an angel appeared to him, brother, and he told him that his alms made a memorial for him, and he told him to send for Peter, Simon Peter, down at Simon the Tanner's house, down in Jaffa. And brother, I'll tell you today, he sent the men straightway, brother, down there looking for Peter. And brother, whenever they got down there, Peter was on the housetop, and brother, he was in the middle of a trance. And brother, I'll tell you, the Spirit spoke to Peter and told Peter to get down and go with him and ask him nothing. Brother, I want you to know, Peter, the trance he was in, God showed him all kinds of beasts, a four-footed beast, brother, and there was a voice come to him and told him to rise and kill and eat. And he said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever touched my lips. Listen to me tonight, folks. Peter was calling. God was showing Peter not to call anything, not to call any certain people common nor unclean, brother. And because Peter was getting ready to take the gospel to the Gentile people, and brother, I want you to know tonight that Peter went on out there. He got down and he went with them, and he went back over here to Cornelius' house, and Cornelius had went and gathered a bunch of his people and gathered people together to hear what this great man of God was getting ready to tell him. And he said, here, let me back up a little bit here. I want to read again verse 39. And come on down again. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land. Now this is Peter talking to the Gentiles there, talking to Cornelius and his house, preaching to them. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. I believe he said in the first, over in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, that we have handled him, brother, talking about Jesus being in their midst, and brother, that he was a man just like they were, brother, he had the body of flesh, brother, and they could shake hands with him, they could feel him, brother, but this was the Christ, the Son of the living God, and He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To Him give all the prophets witness that through His name whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sin. Just like we've told you time and again, brother, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ washes the sins away. It don't just cover them, it washes them away, and you're made as if you had never sinned before. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, sin is such a taskmaker. But brother, I want you to know today that when that blood washes them sins away, the power of that taskmaker called sin is broken. Brother, it's driven from you. Brother, and you begin to walk in a newness of life. Brother, as a new creature in Christ Jesus. Brother, I want you to know tonight that Peter was telling them that God had called him to preach this gospel, brother, to these people, brother, whosoever it might be. And he said, one place, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God has made a way for your healing today. Brother, if you'll just call on the name of the Lord, brother, and begin to ask God to heal you of whatever it is that's got you troubled, brother, that's got you sick, brother, begin to ask God to come down and touch you, brother, and begin to let those stripes be applied. Brother, it's not because of anything good that you've done, but it's because of the atonement. It's because of the price that Jesus paid that God will send healing. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, this remission of sin, brother, when you had the remission of sin, does away with your sin, brother, and you, like I said, you're made as if that you'd have never sinned before. Listen to this, verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision, that's the Jews, which believe, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brother, once you get saved, and brother, then again you begin to seek after God, and God pours His Spirit out on you and gives you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Bless God, I want you to know it empowers you. The Bible said to be a witness unto Him, and brother, He will empower you to be able to go on and reach out to people. But brother, I want you to know tonight this thing about healing. The Bible says in 3 John 2, He said over here, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. You see, we can be in health today. We can live in healing. There was a time I was on a chain, but God moved for me and got me off of that walking chain. Brother, I want you to know God will do the same thing for you, brother, as He did for me. The Bible said that God is no respecter of persons. Brother, that means He don't respect me any more than He respects you, but He respects you just as much as He does me, or He respects me as much as He does you, brother, or anybody else, because He is God. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one, and that's talking about people before that they've been born again. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I believe 1:30, it says that He, talking about Jesus, has been made unto us righteousness. Brother, I'll tell you today, it's because that Jesus, He died and rose again and purchased this thing called healing that we're preaching about tonight. He said over here in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, I'll tell you today, we need to seek God. We need to turn to God. Brother, we don't need to let anything step between us and seeking after God. And brother, if we'll just seek after him, the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, and we'll find him when we seek after him with our whole heart.
Amen.
Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he's waiting tonight to hear from you. He's waiting tonight to hear from me. He's waiting tonight. Brother, and if you hear his voice, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man will hear, he said, and open up, and I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. Listen to me tonight. Brother, when we're born again into the family of God, brother, it's the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into the body of Christ. But brother, this baptism of the Holy Ghost, when he falls upon you, you can read in the book of Judges several different places where that the Spirit of God would come upon these men, and they would become a deliverer of the children of Israel who had got into sin and who had to turn the people's heart back to the Lord. Brother, whenever you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, brother, you'll be a witness unto God. He said, brother, that he anointed him with power and with the Holy Ghost. Brother, I'll tell you today that God, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of Christ, that all would be born again into the family of God, that all might be saved tonight. God don't want nobody to die lost. He said, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Oh, listen to me, brother, sister, tonight, listen to me. When God baptizes you in the Holy Ghost and you begin to speak with another tongue, or maybe perhaps you might begin to prophesy, it will magnify God. Brother, it will lift the name of God up. Brother, and he said, then answered Peter, can any forbid water that they should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded him to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. There's some things tonight that we need to God to do, and that's to heal his people. Brother, God, I believe with all my heart, is waiting for people to come and call on the name of the Lord. He said, but you, that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and go up as calves of the stall. Malachi 4:2. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 4:23. I want you to know today, try God and see if he'll not answer your prayers tonight. Brother, the Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brother, if we seek after God, brother, diligently and not be moved away from that, God will reward us openly. Brother, he'll reward you openly. Brother, that he might be a witness, that you might be a witness, that he might move in your situation. And Jesus went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and disease among the people. And the people, when they knew it, followed him and received, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. That's Luke 9:11. Listen to me today, brothers, sisters. And if you're lost tonight, if you're lost, God will save you if you'll just call on his name. Brother, if you're backslid, God will bring you back into the family of God. And brother, he'll renew that covenant with you. Brother, he'll wash them sins from you. Brother, make you clean. Brother, he'll bring you back in. He'll restore you, brother, tonight. That's what this 2 Chronicles 7:14 is all about. Brother, he's talking to a backslid Israel. But it pertains to people today, just like it did then. And these are people who had belonged to God, who had been the people of God. And, brother, yes. I want you to know tonight it pertains to the people who have served God, who have lived for God today, and they turn their back on God, or they've grown cold, or maybe they go to church, or maybe they say they pray. But brother, I'll tell you what, today where they need a good stirring up, and they need to bring repentance. God won't bless anybody with sin in their life, but brother, if you get the sin out of your life, God will bless you, and God will help you, and God will minister to you. Listen to me tonight, folks. He said here in Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely give, receive, freely give. And in Matthew 10:1, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Listen to me, Jesus never sent anybody anywhere without giving them the authority to be able to pray for the sick. I'll tell you today, God is wanting us to pray for each other. He's wanting us to lay hands on each other. He's wanting us to rebuke the sickness. He's wanting us to claim victory for the people that we pray for. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, he remembers us. Bro, he remembers us. Listen here, and said, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, is Luke 9:10. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Luke 10:9. Listen, in Acts 4:30, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Listen to me, folks. God's wanting to heal you tonight. God's wanting to heal your soul. God wants to heal your body tonight. God bless you tonight. I pray that you've been blessed. I pray that you've heard something that I said tonight that would be a blessing to you. Sister Green, I'll turn it back over to you. God bless you. Thank you for this opportunity, Sister.
Praise God. We appreciate you, Brother Eddie, and you always bring forth the great word of God. And if he's talking to you out there and you want to call in and if you want prayer or you just want to be on here and have any questions about what Brother Eddie's talking about, call in at 347-989-8862. We have a panel of preachers on here and a pastor that can answer some questions that you might have. And maybe you're sick in your body and maybe you don't understand right now why you're not being healed and you're not seeing the manifestation right now, but just call in to us and reach out. And that's what God wants us to do, is to bear one another's burdens. And so call again. It's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. And at this time, we're going to come to you with a song, praise God. And then we've got some more callers that we're going to have to come forth with the word. Praise God.
The name of learned, but such I have, I give unto thee. Right in the spirit touched the man, he leaped to his feet, he said, look what God's done for me. He said,
look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
And he touched my mind. He saved me, Lord, just in time. And that's exactly how I feel. He saved me just in time. And back in 1985, I used to go to Brother Jimmy Swaggart's, and that's where I got saved. And the Brother John Starnes, he was just getting started. And we go way, way back, praise the Lord, and in the ministry with Brother Jimmy Swaggart, and thank God for the ministry. And I was thinking about my stepfather today and how he had given his heart to God 53 years ago. And my husband, Clint Green, preached his funeral today, and how, and something Clint said that really touched me. And he said that Brother Walter Atkins has preached his own funeral. And, you know, I thought that ought to be each and every one of us if we go by the grave, and that we should preach our own funeral. And that's the testimony, the life that we live before others. You know, if we've got an attitude, or if we've got an ought against somebody, or if we got a sharp tongue against someone, and or if we're not humble toward people, and maybe our family, maybe our neighbors, or something, you know, we're leaving a testimony. And if we're trying to get people saved and want to win them to the Lord, and the Bible says if you want friends to show yourself to be friendly. And, you know, that's what Brother Walter was all about. He was the humblest man I believe I've ever known. And he never spoke not a bad word about nobody. Nothing bad to say about anyone. And he had all things good to say, or he didn't say anything at all. So like my husband said, he preached his own funeral. And, you know, we don't know if we're going to, if we have tomorrow, Brother Eddie, but, you know, we could preach our own funeral, like he said, if we're going to go by the grave, and that people have good things, remembrance, to things of our life that we did, and how we handled situations. And you know, I just feel the Lord and feel so good in this broadcast tonight. Didn't think we were going to be able to do it, and you know, but God gives us the strength. He gives us a go ye in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And I feel that, I feel my helper rising up inside of me. And I thank God that he's my strength. He's my joy. Praise God. And I'm going to have 770 to come in and obey God before I get turned loose here. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Before you get turned loose, Sister Green, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia. Thank you, the Lord, the opportunity, amen, that once again to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just like I said, this is the preaching of the funeral, and just appreciate the opportunity, amen. Never got to meet him, but I have heard your mother on the broadcast, and I know it's been a big influence on your life and your husband's life, and we just appreciate the influence and being carried on, amen, that even after the Bible says, he said, to weed a corn fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Good thing about it is, as in death, bring more life. You know, we've had a lot, we had some people that we know in our own church and some others that have been in our church that we've been in the past. His funeral was also today, Brother John Nance and his family, and amen. And last week we had a funeral, and so. Death all around, but yet life has come forth from this death. And tonight we're speaking about healing, and hallelujah, and that's what we live on for. And tonight I'm speaking about actually healing at the point of death. And I'm coming out of Mark chapter 5, and beginning with verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. He was nigh unto the Sea of Galilee. You know, church, tonight we are gathering unto him tonight. On this broadcast, we're coming as he's crossing over to the other side, and even as Brother Walter's crossing over on the other side tonight, that many, amen, hallelujah, have made that choice, amen, not only but in this life to pass over to the other side, that much could be gathered unto Jesus. And that's what we're here tonight, amen. Hallelujah, for the healing. And the Bible says, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. Jairus means he that bringeth light. And you know, he came to he that light, the light of every light that comes into the world. The Bible says, in him was the light, and the light was the life of men. As he came to Jesus, Jairus the ruler, amen, fell at the feet of Jesus. You know, at the feet of Jesus there is healing. You know, the Bible says, it speaks about in Luke chapter 10, Mary and Martha, amen, were in a house, amen, and Martha was coming. Jesus was there in the house, amen, and Martha was serving much. She had become cumbered with the serving, and even asked the Lord, amen, to have her sister Mary, amen. But Mary, there, I believe it's in Luke chapter 10, verse 39, it speaks about that he sat at his feet to hear his word, amen. As he come, he began to tell her, amen, I think it's around verse 41 and 42 of that same chapter, that Mary has chosen the good part, amen, and it shall not be taken away. You need to know tonight, amen, as Brother Walter and those around, they have sat at the feet of Jesus, amen, and the good part will not be taken out of your life, amen, church. And we come at the feet of Jesus, just as Jairus come at the feet of Jesus. Let me tell you what's at the feet of Jesus tonight. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 19, if in this life we only have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Tonight we serve a God that goes beyond this life, that we still have a hope, and that hope of eternal life and beyond this life. And the Bible says that now is Christ risen from the dead, become the first fruits of them that slept. Those that slept went asleep, and they were awakened. Then tonight, church, we've been awakened by the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ to be absent from the body and to be present from the Lord. Complete healing. Amen. When our flesh, amen, hallelujah, as they house the temple. He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, but at the time as the flesh gets weary, as the time as the flesh gets older, as the time as the flesh gets weak, these tabernacles, these temples are the very same thing. And amen, as this old tabernacle begins to dissolve and wear away, we need to know, amen, that as we have a new body that we can take on, that's in Christ Jesus, as we sleep in him. But the Bible says, verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came also the resurrection of the dead. By Adam came death, but by Jesus Christ, the second Adam, came life and healing and wholeness. For so in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, in other words, in the order of their own life, whether it be of the flesh or of the spirit, Christ the first fruits, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. In other words, he has slept, but now as he comes back and returns, amen, he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, amen, but it's by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and there are going to be an awakening church. It's homecoming time, and there's going to be awakening for those that are asleep in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's just like he said to Lazarus, he said, where have you laid him? He said, he's not dead, but he's asleep, brother. Hallelujah. Tonight, there are those that are sleeping in Jesus, and it's going to be an awakening time, a spiritual awakening, for he is the resurrection. He told them in John chapter 11, when Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, had lost their brother, amen, for a time. And there he was, 4 days in the tomb, and they had rolled the stone, amen. And Jesus asked, he said, where have you laid him? And they said, Lord, by now he stinketh. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. When the Lord called him out, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is calling this church, this body, those of you that are listening, that come forth out of those places of death, out of those places of tomb, to an awakening. Amen. Because he was the first one that slept, but he's arisen and awakened. Amen. And what he wants to do to you is he wants to awaken you to life, awaken you to health, awaken you to wholeness. And the Bible says, then cometh the end when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Hallelujah. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that it is accepted which did put all things under him. You have to understand tonight, God's enemy is death, and he's put it underneath the feet. You have to understand, every believer that dies has fought the last enemy. The last enemy is overcome. When a believer dies, that enemy is put underneath the feet of Jesus Christ, and just as Jairus was at the feet, and just as Mary was at the feet, and just as all of you tonight are at the feet of Jesus, there's healing, there's wholeness, and life. And going back to Mark chapter 5, the Bible says this. Hallelujah. He says, verse 23, and besought him greatly. Jairus besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. The Bible says, we are what? Snared by the words we speak. We find, amen, the man had a faith, Jairus had a faith, and come to the feet of Jesus and said, Jesus, if you'll come, my little daughter lies at the point of death. She is dying. Death has hold on her. She's in the finality. She's in the final moments of her life. But, Lord, if you'll just come and lay your hands on her, she shall be healed and live. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. He said, I pray you, Lord, come and lay your hands upon her that she may be healed and live. He said, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. On this broadcast, we have gathered together and prayed over and over again. This is fervent prayer. This is hot prayer. This is Holy Ghost fire prayer. That's going, amen, and coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's baptizing. They're baptizing you with the Holy Ghost and fire, and you're being overwhelmed with the prayer of the righteous people. Amen. Of a fervent prayer, and they shall be healed, just like Brother Eddie already brought up. And the Bible says, hallelujah, in Mark chapter 16, hallelujah, beginning with verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Lord, you just come and lay your hands on my daughter. She's going to recover. She's going to have a full recovery. She's going to live. The Bible says in Jesus, in verse 24, and Jesus went with him. Tonight, church, when you come unto Jesus, Jesus will go with you. He'll go before you and he'll be with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the Bible says that much people followed him and thronged him. They surrounded him. That as he was going, amen, to Jairus' daughter, the Bible says in verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, the Bible speaks of in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14, that there's life in the blood. This woman was literally dying for 12 years. Dying a slow death. The very life blood that was within her was going out for 12 years, the Bible says. And she had suffered many things and many physicians. And it's been all that she had. You know, church tonight, amen, we've got physical limitations as being man. But when God goes beyond those physical limitations, we can't go anymore. The Lord Jesus Christ come, and as he was coming through, he was walking, amen. He was walking to the daughter of Jairus. He was going to Jairus' house. Here was this woman, amen, as he walked by. She had no money to give. She was now, in fact, the Bible says, and nothing better but rather bruises. In the 12 years, she had gotten even worse. Went to many physicians, went to many men. They couldn't heal her, couldn't touch her. Is that anything this physicians know? It was beyond the realm. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when we go beyond the realm, when we go beyond the realm of what we can do and our limitations, there's a God, that, amen, that goes beyond that limit tonight. Verse 27,
amen.
When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, here's what she said. Got to remember, Jairus said, Lord, if you'll come and touch my daughter, she'll be healed and live. Verse 28, she said, that if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Amen.
And she might get a faith. Jairus had a faith to be healed. This certain woman had a faith. After 12 years, she had nothing to lose. Church, you had nothing to lose but to touch the clothes and the garments of the high priest tonight. You have to understand the high priest, he was not a Levite, but he was of the tribe of Judah. But the high priest that Jesus was after another order tonight, church. You as believers tonight are after another order rather than a Levite Levitical priesthood. You're after the order of Melchizedek, an unchangeable priesthood, which had no beginning and no ending.
That's
the Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is the apostle of our profession tonight. He said he will make us kings and priests. And she knew as she come and just touched, she said within herself, if I may just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Not only healed, whole, complete. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and he said, I'll give you not put any of the disease that I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that heals thee. Hallelujah. And just like Brother Eddie brought out, the Bible says in Isaiah, amen, by his stripes we are healed. It's a present healing. And Peter said, by his stripes we were healed. It's complete and finished works. Healing and wholeness tonight. They all had a faith in what they believed. The Bible says, as thou hast believed, so shall it be tonight. She believed if she touched his clothes, and just touched his clothes, she would be made whole. Straightway, she immediately, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone on him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Church, have you touched the garment of Jesus tonight? Have you touched the hem at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you touched the hem? Have you come as Jairus did and worshiped at his feet? Have you come as Mary did to hear the word and get healed by the word, just like the centurion, amen, his servant with all his power and authority, amen? He said, I've not seen so great a faith in all Israel. He said, he told him, Jesus, he said, don't bother him any farther. He said, I'm not worried for him to come underneath my house, but at least just have him saying a word, and my servant shall be made whole. Every one of these had a profession of faith, and every one of these believed as what they said, and as they believed it, that's how it was. Church, what do you believe for tonight? Do you believe for healing tonight? Do you believe for wholeness? Do you believe his word? Do you believe in Jesus? He said, let not your heart be troubled. John chapter 14, verse 1. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. The Lord Jesus Christ's desire tonight is for you to be with him. Amen. Where he is. Tonight, amen. And with God. And the Bible said, and his disciples, in verse 31, and his disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? You see, the disciples didn't have the insight that Jesus did. Many people want to put their hands on Jesus. Many people want to throng Jesus. Many people want to be seen in the crowd. But churches tonight is about being seen with Jesus. Not about being thronging Jesus, but it's all about touching him tonight, church. Have you touched him? Have you touched his garments? Have you touched his garments of righteousness where healing and wholeness can be in your life? Because there was something different. Because this woman had nothing to lose. Church, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain tonight if you'll just touch the master. The master was on his way to touch the lives of this little girl. But as he was on the way to touch the lives of men, whosoever touched him, you know, it's a whole lot different than putting your hand on him and touching him. She touched him. Out of the whole crowd, there was one that touched him. Out of the whole multitude, church, will you be the one that touched him to receive your healing and wholeness tonight? And the Bible says, and he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. There was something she had done. Will Jesus look for what you've done tonight, church? Will there be something? Will your touch be different and set apart and holy tonight, that you'll turn the Lord Jesus Christ around and he'll say, who has done this? Will he look for you when you've touched him, when you put your hand upon him? Will there be something different about you? Will your heart condition? Because the Bible says when she heard of Jesus, and the Bible said, but the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. Oh, she had a know. Do you know what's been done in you tonight, church? Do you know as Jesus has passed by and you've touched him, do you know that he's stopped that issue of bread? That as he's coming by and these broadcasts and these preachers are preaching the word of God, that his word is being spoken and his word is coming by and Jesus Christ is passing by whatever country, whatever city, whatever state you live in tonight, as you're hearing this word of God, he's passing by. Are you touching him as he's going in there? There are some of you that he's touching and some of you are touching him tonight. No matter which way you get it, whether you touch his clothes or he's coming into your home and touching you right where you're at, there's a whole lot of touching going on. There's a whole lot of healing going on, a whole lot of wholeness going on. There, just like Brother Ed brought out there, the hearts are being, he's not only healing the physical, but he's hearing the emotional and healing the spiritual. He does everything. He does the complete works. He said at the cross, amen, it is finished. And the Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, and she told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, hallelujah, one touch of faith made her the daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ. One touch of faith, one touch of belief tonight, one touch will not only bring you healing in her. In fact, actually, the Bible says, hold her or heal her, and that it's sozo. It's the Greek sozo. It means to save her, to deliver her, whatever you have need of tonight, that's what Jesus would do. That's the healing work that he does. It's a complete work. He doesn't leave anything out. He made provision for all. He is the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, who will see to your provision in Genesis chapter 22. And the Bible says, while he yet spake, while he was still speaking to the one woman, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? How many of you have given up in the last hour? How many of you said, well, I'm not going to bother Jesus anymore because this one's dead, or we've given up on that one, or this one is dead? Let me remind you of the Shunammite woman when her son was dead. And everyone asked her, "Is it well?" And everyone, she answered, "It is well." She came to the man of God, the man who had prophesied that she would have a child. Hallelujah. When she came to the man of God, she had said it all was well, but he could perceive there was something there. And even though she was speaking as things as not, as though they were, according to the book of Romans, he went, lay upon her son, and life came back to that son. We that are in ministry, we have no choice. We cannot say who's going to be healed or who's going to be whole, but just like Sister Green said, the ultimate wholeness, the ultimate healing, is to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The ultimate healing, because death is an enemy. It is appointed every one of us that is listening tonight and will ever listen to wants to die, and after that, the judgment. Those of you tonight will make a decision before you have a physical death to lay down your life, to give your life, to already die. That appointment of giving your life to Jesus Christ, you can make the decision right now, even as I'm speaking, to give your life to Jesus Christ, and you'll be made every whit whole. Because once you have given your life, and once the old man has died and the old Adam has died, you've already died. Death will not come. This physical body will lay down. If you live long enough before and Christ comes back, this physical body will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
That's
a change coming, church. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're facing, no matter what sickness or disease or infirmity or poverty or sickness or without water or without food or whatever you're going through, God is here tonight to make you whole and healed by the power of God. And the Bible says as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Here he was already told, "Your daughter's dead. Don't bother the master any further." But Jesus turned to him and said, church tonight, and I'm saying to you the same word, be not afraid, only believe. Here was a woman. The only thing she had is belief. The only thing she had is faith. Church tonight, the only thing we have is faith in the healer. The healer's in the house tonight, church. The healer's in the house. Amen. As even as they come, amen. And when they even couldn't get to the man, amen, that was brought on the bed of affliction, borne by four. When the house was full of overflowing and they couldn't even get through the door, they came to the roof. They started tearing off the roof. They started to, church, you need to tear off every obstacle that's keeping you from Jesus tonight. You need to remove every obstacle, amen, everything that's separating you, because you need to know tonight, the Bible says, that neither life, nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor breadth, nor any other thing can separate us tonight from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We can get to him tonight. He'll come to you. Amen. There's nothing that can separate us from that healing and wholeness tonight and from the love of God. And the Bible says, and he suffered no man to follow them. In other words, he didn't allow any man to follow him anymore. Say, Peter, James and John. He took James and John and Peter. These were the same ones that went with him to Mount Transfiguration. That was that inner circle that come with him, amen, and went with him many times. These were the same ones that went with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the threefold cord. It was not quickly broken, amen. He said, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two human shall we would be established, the brother of James. Verse 38, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and walked greatly, and wailed greatly, excuse me. Jesus come, when he come to Lazarus, when he come to Mary and Martha, he saw them weeping and mourning. When he come, and Brother and Sister Green, and her mother, and the family there, Brother Walter, and the family of John Nance, and the family of Rachel, that was this last week, amen, hallelujah. Those families where death has come, they wailed and they wept, amen. But we have to know every one of these were believers. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be not afraid. Only believe tonight, church. And as the believers will come, these signs and wonders shall follow them. And the Bible says this. Hallelujah. And when he was come in, he said to them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. That's what he said in the book of John, chapter 11. He said, Lazarus just sleepeth. But he saw them mourning. The Bible says that Jesus wept when he saw them mourning. You need to know tonight, church, when he sees you mourning, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord guides upon him, amen, to give those that mourn in Zion. Oh, God has given you the oil of joy tonight. God has given you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God has given you beauty for ashes. When we've just given him ashes, God's given him beauty. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, church, you know what you got to do? You got to put the doubters out. You got to put those that the scorners out, cast out the scorner, and contention will cease. They didn't believe that this damsel would rise up. They didn't believe that she was not dead. They had seen, they experienced it. They had been there. And the Bible says, he put them all out. He took the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. Church, when you go into the places of death, when you go into the places of destruction, you need to take believers with you. You need to take those, the loved ones with you. Amen. The God that will believe. You got to remember, only the believers. He said, these shall follow them that believe. Those that do not believe are damned. There are those that are damned already. In other words, the Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 1, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Jesus had to put them out because they were not believers. He could not do many miracles because of what? Unbelief. A prophet is not without honor among his own kin, in his own house, and in his own country. You know, it's a sad thing that the Lord of glory, the Lord of glory, could not do many miracles in his own area because they seen him as the carpenter's son. Tonight, church, you not need to only see that he lived in the house of Joseph, and yes, he had a stepfather also, and his name was Joseph, and he reared him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he raised him up as his own son, knowing that he was the Son of God. Knowing, amen, keeping there, amen, that here he was betrothed to Mary, and here she was with child. He was a man getting ready to put her away privately. Then the angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, that which is in her is of the Holy Ghost. She had not been with any man, but she'd been with a God. Church, tonight, have you been with the one and true God, that he can burst something in you? When Jesus Christ and God the Father overshadows you, it will burst something in you. It will bring a new birth within you, just like it did Mary. Will you let the power of the Holy Ghost overshadow you tonight? He that dwells in the shadow of the Almighty, amen, hallelujah. Tonight we are being overshadowed. The Bible says it is so powerful that even at the very shadow of Peter, people are being healed in the book of Acts, hallelujah. And the Bible says, he entered in where the damsel was lying. You need to know tonight that Jesus will enter in exactly where your problems are, exactly where you need healing at, exactly where he will come right where you're at. He'll come right where death is. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and he took the damsel by the hand. He done what the Jairus had asked him. If you'll just lay hand, he took her by the hand and said unto her, Talitha Kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. It's an awakening call, church. It's an awakening. Are you sleeping in death tonight? Are you sleeping in unbelief tonight? I say to you, church. I say to you, backslider. I say to you, ministers. I say to you that those of you quit preaching the gospel. I say to you, those that are getting ready to be called, those of you that have that call and that unction upon your life, I say to you, arise. Arise to your healing. Arise to your wholeness. As Jesus is walking by, amen, touch him, reach out to him, be made whole. And straightway, the damsel arose and walked. Not only did she rise up, but she walked. Church, it's time for you to walk. If you rise up, as you're rising, the first thing you do is start walking in Jesus Christ. Begin to walk in the Spirit, so not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Sister Green talked about, amen, some of you might not understand your healing. It's time for you, amen, to see the manifestations of the Son of God, what it's talking about in Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Verse 19, I believe it is. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. He told them, tell no man that I raised up this woman. this young girl. In fact, the Bible says, for she was at the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Jesus walked. Here's a woman dying for 12 years, made whole. Here's a little girl who had just lived for 12 years and died and made whole. Have you been going on for years and years and years and years and years? He said, I'll restore unto you the years of the cankerworm, the palmerworm, and the locust have taken that great army. Complete restoration tonight. He will restore in the path for you to dwell in. He'll stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Whatever you have need of tonight, Jesus is there. And he commanded something should be given her to eat. Church, tonight, will you eat of his flesh and drink of his blood? Will you commune with him? That's what's going to give you life. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. From this point, if you're making the decision right now for Jesus Christ, you say that sinner's prayer. I'm going to give it back to Brother and Sister Green, but right now, even I give you two examples, people at the point of death and were made healed and made whole by the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how far you've gone, you haven't gone too far, but the Lord Jesus Christ can make you healed and whole by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. If that's you, Brother, that Pastor John is talking to, and you want to pray and you've got questions, we encourage you to call in. We've got a panel of evangelists and pastors on here. Brother John, you just heard him. You can call in at 347-989-8862. We would love to have you join in with us and just share anything that's maybe something that you've gone through. Maybe you've lost a child, a baby, or just a loved one recently and you don't understand. Just call in, and we're here to comfort you and share the word of God with you. And there is hope, praise God. And when you lose a loved one, I want to encourage you. There is sure hope that you can see them. If it was a child and they were before the age of accountability and you want to see that child again someday, we can just lead you right in to the Lord and salvation, and you can see that child again or that baby again someday. And maybe it's a loved one that you've lost, and maybe they were saved, and you want to know how to get saved. Please call in at 347-989-8862. And we're going to come to you with another song, and we thank God for the callers, for the preachers, and that are called in, and great ministers of God. And you know, we've got more to come. It's not over. So just hang on here just a minute, and we'll get this song going.
Lord, 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 where man, you really been good to me. Oh,
praise God. Lord, 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 you've really been good to me. Praise God. He sure has. And I cannot do enough for him, and I'm sure everyone on this panel feels the same way. We cannot do enough. We can't pay him back for what he has done, the healing, the stripes that he took for our healing. Praise God. And just going to the cross and for the remission of our sins and us to accept that, what he had done. And God is so good. And we're going to have 4, 2, 3, 5, 4, 5 come in and obey God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Green. It's good to be able to come back in once again. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and just praise the Lord for it. I think Sister Betty's got something she'd like to say before I get started here, if you don't mind.
Amen. I just want to say that the Lord has surely been good to me. I just want to give a praise report, a few things that he's healed me of. Back in 1997, I had cancer, and God healed me of that, so you can't tell me that God don't heal. And then I've been through several surgeries, and God's brought me through that and healed me. I couldn't raise my arm after having 2 surgeries, and God touched me and healed me in a church service up in North Carolina, and I was able to raise my arm up then. And I just give God all the glory and praise for that. And about a week ago, maybe not even a week ago, Brother Lloyd and Brother Eddie were on the phone talking, and I was having this pain going through my head from my neck all the way up to the top of my head, and I couldn't hardly stand it, and I'd had that pain for like a week. And I asked him to join in with me and pray, and all three of us prayed, and God healed me, and I just thank him for that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So God is still on the throne. He's still healing. And I want to say that I've got a couple announcements here I want to make here before I get started, before I forget them. I was supposed to start a revival in Spring Valley, Ohio, Thursday night, but Brother Don Warnock called me today and told me that about a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago, he said there was a straight wind come through, and he said he just walked in from the outside. He was going to mow the churchyard. He said he walked in the back door and said the whole church started vibrating, and he walked out the front door and said it was done over with. And they said it wasn't a tornado, but it was a straight wind come through, and it tore the roof up on the church, the house next to it. It tore the roof up on it, blowed some big trees down on the house and on the garage, and the one on the other side of it, it blowed the trees down on it. Said it raised up, then went about 2 blocks, hit some of the city buildings up there and tore up them. Then it raised up and went about another 2 more blocks and tore up a bunch of trees. So he asked me to cancel my revival until October. So we told him we would. They're going to have to put a roof back on their church. I don't know how much damage done to it, but they're going to have to put a roof back on. And but we will be starting one in Chillicothe, Ohio, on Sunday. Let's see here. I believe that's on the 11th. And that's going to be at Harvest Tabernacle on August 11th through the 14th at 7 o'clock. And the address is 12755 Pleasant Valley Road, Chillicothe, Ohio. And the pastors, Brother Mike and Norna Millett, and the congregation, they all welcomed you and tell you to come on in and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. And God has given us another miracle. I praise God for this. We're going to have a two-day street service here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God.
Between the red lights at the courthouse. It's going to be between the Volunteer Federal Bank and the courthouse. Between two red lights, we want you to bring the lawn chairs and come and be with us. That's going to be September the 27th and the 28th. And at 7 o'clock each night. And they told me that I was going to have to go to board meeting and all that stuff to get it. But you know what? They started calling me and telling me that I didn't have to go to no board meeting. Just come on and pick up my permit. And, you know, I didn't have to go to no board meeting. God just worked it out. And I was just sitting here just to think that whenever Brother John and Brother Eddie was a minister in there, Paul had a letter, and he was on his way to Amastus down through there, or on his road down through there to get the Christians, to torture them. And, God delivered him, and he didn't have, he lost his letter, in other words, what I'm trying to say is. And I've got a letter tonight that I'm not going to torture no Christians, but I'm going to try my best to torture the devil. I'm going to try my best to put him in place. And that's going to be September the 27th and 28th. Everybody's invited to come, bring your lawn chair. And me and Sister Betty was sitting here watching on Facebook, and we are speaking on healing tonight. And this elder lady named Gladys, you can go on Facebook and find it. She had dementia, Alzheimer's disease. She couldn't talk. She couldn't do nothing. She couldn't communicate with nobody, just laying there. But you know what? She got a testimony on there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The angel, it said an angel came by and touched her, and we sat here and watched her sing a song. She sung, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands," and she sung a song, "Jesus Loves Me." And I tell you what, that's God. He's still in the business of healing people. And so I want to, if you got your Bible, don't you turn with me to Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressors, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God tonight that we can look into the Word of God and we can find these scriptures. And I believe that we ought to go with the scriptures that he tells us. You know, look into 1 Peter there in 24 or 2. 1 Peter 2, let me find it here. I've had it marked, but I've lost my mark somewhere or another. Praise God. 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You know, praise God, that tells me tonight that we're healed. Praise God. You know, if we just trust the Lord and believe him for what he says and take him for what he says. You know, I tell you what, he is still just like that little lady there that I was telling you about, Gladys over there. She had that Amici's, that Alzheimer's disease. I can't say that word good, but anyway, God knows what I'm trying to say. She got the Alzheimer's disease, but God touched her and he healed her. She's able to sing songs, and praise God, I tell you what, tonight out there, I don't care who you are, where you're at, I believe God is able to touch us. I believe God is able to make us whole. Let's look into, praise God, hallelujah. Let me, in Matthew 4 and 23 and 24, I believe Brother Eddie brought this, some of this out, and I'm not trying to be different or trying to be anything else, but just try to obey God. And it said, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. Hallelujah. You know, he went about healing all manner of diseases and all manner of sickness. Let's look into verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torture and torments, and these which were possessed with devils, and these which were praise Lord. Let me start over on that one. Praise God. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. You know, praise God, God is a God that is still healing today. I praise him, my friend, for God is still a miracle worker today. He ain't never changed nothing. Let's look into Mark 1 and 30 and through 34. But Simon's wife's mother-in-law, well, wait a minute, praise the Lord. I'm all confused here. Praise the Lord. The devil's trying to fight. But Simon's wife's mother laid sick of a fever, and anon they told him of her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, they told Jesus about her, and you know, Jesus, he went, praise God, and right here and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city were gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devil to speak, because they knew him. You know, praise God. That's the Lord is was telling them there. Praise God! I tell you, the Lord was telling us there that He will He heal us. We're healed by His stripes. My friend, I can't help what kind of disease, what kind of a problem that we may have facing us, but if we'll have the faith, as Brother John and his brother Eddie has brought out, if we will put our faith and our trust in God, we can see all kinds of diseases departed. You know, Jesus there, when his fame went out through the whole city, they started bringing the sick people in. And today, if we can minister and bring the sick people in, I believe we can lay hands on them. And I believe that we can speak healing over the people. I believe they'll be healed. I believe they'll be delivered. Because greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. I believe tonight that God is looking for people that will say, Lord, you've got the power. You've got the authority. And you, if we'll only believe it, and we cast out the devils, the diseases, God will move. The faith is what's going to move. The faith is what this word is. My friend, this word is the word of God. This word was Jesus. The first John over there in the first chapter of St. John, he said he was the word, and the word was the one that took on the flesh. Praise God that come forth that we could have this life. My friend, I tell you what, the word, hallelujah, will move. The word will move for us if we will only have the faith. I believe Brother John brought it out about no greater faith in Israel. My friend, if we'll have that great faith and say, Lord, by your help, you can do this. By your help, you can cast out these diseases. I tell you what, God will. I tell you, I had a disease one time. Several years ago, I was born with a kidney disease. I tell you, I went to many doctors. My mother and daddy took me to many doctors, and there was nothing they could do for me. But one night, when I was 25 years old, I walked up into an altar of prayer, and a preacher looked down at me, just a young man. He looked down at me, and he said, you've got your healing tonight. And I thank God. I'm 64 years old now, and I got my healing that night, and God healed my kidneys. And I tell you what he done then, he will still do today. And God has brought me through many things, many wrecks. God has brought me through, and the doctors, I'm saying that I wouldn't make it, but by faith, hallelujah, I made it. I told one doctor that I had a wreck down in Dalton, Georgia. You're driving a big old truck, and it exploded, just the front end of it. I just blew all the pieces. And the lady that I hit got killed, and I hate that. But tell you, the power poles that I tore down, the doctors didn't think that I was going to make it. They told my wife that I probably wouldn't make it. But praise God, I had enough of faith. Whenever people come through the room, there I told them, I said, pray. I bled for 8 hours out of my eyes. I couldn't stop. I just kept bleeding. I kept telling people to come through there. I said, agree with me. Pray with me. Ezekiel 16 and 6. Stand on the blood scripture with me. And they did. And praise God. God stopped my bleeding. And he healed my life. I stayed 4 days in the hospital. But praise God. God set me free. Hallelujah. I dismissed myself from the hospital. The doctors didn't want me to. But I told them, I said, I'm going home. But praise God. I tell you what, it takes faith to move. It takes faith to move mountains. It takes faith, my friend, if we'll act our faith and act on the word of God and stand on the promises of God's word. We'll make heaven our home. We'll have healing in our bodies. I tell you, I thank God for the healing that he's given me. I still, I've got some more problems, but I'm looking for God to heal me and make me whole, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Because I just read there a while ago that he said, by these stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's all we've got to do is to stand on the word and believe the word of God and call it done. Hallelujah. Call it by faith. Keep confessing it. One day after a while, I believe that we'll get our healing. I believe we'll have it here. Like Brother Eddie brought forth there a while ago about the scripture. I said that we, that he said we'd rather we'd prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. If our souls are prospering, God's desire is that we be made whole. I thank God tonight that we can receive our healing and we can be made whole. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for this opportunity to try to minister a little bit. I tell you what, I need prayers. I need you to help me pray that I'll be able to read better than what I'm reading. All I can do is do what God told me to do. And God called me to preach. And I told him, I said, God, I can't even read. And whenever I got called into the ministry, I couldn't even read John 3:16. But thank God for the education that God has given me. And I'm expecting to get a greater one in his word. I just want him to pray that God will give it to me. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight for opportunity to stand here or sit here and confess that Jesus Christ, all through him, we can do everything. He said that we can do all things through him. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that we can. We've got the faith that we can lay hands on the sick and they can be healed. As my wife, Sister Betty, was testifying there a while ago about me and Brother Eddie and her, all three joining together in faith and praying for the pain that she was having going out of her shoulder and going up into the top of her head, or out of her neck, going up into the top of her head. But God give her that miracle. And I tell you what, God's still in the same business. He's never changed. And I just praise God for it. And I just praise God for this opportunity, and I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green. God bless you.
Praise God. Awesome preaching. Wonderful. Brother Yearwood, you do a fine job, and I thank God for you, and thank God for every one of you that call in, and you know, we do this together, and that's what this is all about, is sharing the gospel and getting it out there to probably between our both broadcasts together, with the Lord's broadcast, both of them are. Probably over, I know we tried to tally it up once, and I know we've lost count now, but it was over 100, and I believe it was 17,000 people, and then that was several weeks ago. So I know it's increased, and you know, that's God. It takes a lifetime to be able to preach to that many people, and God has made a way for this through Brother Yearwood. Is someone telling him this years ago? Was it 2008, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, 2008.
And we would have never known about this. And, you know, we've shared it with others. Just today, standing in the back of the funeral home, a woman, I asked her if she was on Facebook because I hadn't seen her in a long, long time. And she said she did not have Facebook. She'd been thinking about starting it. She's a young lady, probably maybe later 20s, early 30s. And she was saying, you know, can you delete people and can you block their comments and this and that? And I told her I don't delete anybody and I don't block nothing. I said, I don't get involved in people's conversations. I said, but my main purpose in my life from here out is to put out the Word of God and to be able to reach people. And if they are bad talking and they're sinners, that's what sinners do. They bad talk and they have bad language and all. But you know what? When I post something, to God be all the glory, they're going to read the scriptures, the King James Bible that we're going to put on there, and they're going to read that. And God's going to, through His Spirit, the Lord said that if one plants and another waters, but God gives the increase. Praise God. So the world's going to do what the world's going to do, but us Christians, we're going to do what we do. And, you know, if we had a church building, we would want those sinners to walk through the door and hear the gospel. So God has utilized, we're paying for internet system, and we're paying for a telephone, and we're paying for the broadcast, and why not utilize it for God? Why not use it for Him? So I explained that to her, and she said, "Sis, you changed my mind." She said, "I'm going to start me a Facebook account," and she says, and I'm going to do that Blog Talk Radio." And she was so excited because her and her dad are in a ministry together, and praise God. And it's just another opportunity. We can never preach in a lifetime. I never thought it could be possible, but he said to go to all the world and preach the gospel. And he said, "How can a they hear the word lest the preacher be sent." I'm paraphrasing it there. So God is sending us out because time is short. In Revelation chapter 9, said a star fell from heaven, and to him was given the keys to the bottomless pit. And on over a little ways there, it says that he knew that he had a short time. So we've got a short time as well, and the devil is out to kill still and to destroy. And he is trying to tear up. He's trying to deface. They plucked Jesus' beard when he was there getting ready for the cross, and they're doing it again. They're plucking out the word of God. They're plucking his face again, and they're taking out this word and that word, and they're adding this and adding that, and they say that it's just the easier way to understand the word of God. But, you know, friends, I got to tell you, there's a difference in an interpretation and a translation. When you translate something, you're taking it word for word, you're putting it into another language. But when you interpret something, it's something what you think it might say. So that's a commentary, and that's not a Bible. So if we stick with the King James Bible, 1611, praise God, that is the true word of God. He said, "Not one jot, not one tittle shall pass." Praise the Lord. And we're going to hold on to what we know. It said precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. So he told us to study, to show ourselves approved, and he would send us. I believe it was it Joshua said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Praise God. Or Isaiah, praise God. And, you know, it's been a while since I read that, but here am I, Lord. Here are we on this panel of preachers, and here are we. Send us, Lord, and we will go. And whether it be in the physical or whether it be over an airwave, but thank God, praise be to the God, that we are able to be here tonight and minister. And if you'd like to be part of this, it's 347-989-8862. I tell you, I have been wound up. I didn't think when we 10 o'clock was coming, I was kind of worried and thinking, we don't know if we can do this. And you know, God has given us the strength, and he put the power of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, in me for a sorrowful time as this. And he's made joy spring up in my soul. Brother Atkins, he would ask my mom, she just told me this today, he would ask her, he'd say, did you listen to the broadcast on Friday night? Did you miss it? And he would try to encourage her to listen and to get on here with us. And you know, we're going to miss him, and we're going to miss the loved ones that we feel like we've lost here on this earth. But, you know, they're not lost, is what I'm trying to say, but we're going to meet him over yonder, and I don't mean to keep getting on to that, but Sister Candy Dotson, she passed away, a really good friend of ours, and that was July the 14th, and they laid her to rest on July the 18th, and then on the 20th is when my stepdad, Brother Walter Atkins, he went into the hospital, and then we lost him July the 31st, and today was his funeral, if you're just now logging in to Blog Talk Radio. So just remember my mom and remember the family, us. He had a daughter and some grandchildren. Remember us. Continue to pray. And we do have a prayer request on here. Sister Pam Blevins, she's asking the people to pray. Her cousin, Lisa, and Randy had lost their dad yesterday, so it was a very sad time for them. Remember them, and there's my cousin has a son that has a 2-year-old, and that baby's been diagnosed with brain cancer. And from what I understand, they have taken him to the Cincinnati Hospital, the Children's Hospital there, and they're giving him chemo. I believe I read on Facebook that it was 5 times a week. So remember that little baby in prayer, and remember the family, and things, I tell you, you know, the devil might attack that body of that baby, but that baby is not at the age of accountability. And whatever happens, if God decides to heal, we don't know when God's going to heal. If we knew that, we'd go wipe out the hospitals, Brother Yearwood. We would just go clear them out. But, you know, it's God's timing. But we have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed that will grow into a big tree that the fowls of the air could lodge in the branches. That's how big our faith and God is. And you know, God does the work, and we're just obedient to him to go pray. But that child is saved. That baby if it doesn't make it, which we're believing that it will, and God give it a miraculous healing, and that baby grow up and have a testimony like Brother Yearwood having his kidneys healed. But that child, if he, the Lord heal him, you know, for God's glory. There was a man in the Bible that was blind since his birth, and they had asked, who did the sin? Did his parents sin, or did he sin? And they said, go ask him. He's of age. So they went and asked, and he said, I don't know. All I know that I was blind, but now I see. Praise God. So he had a testimony that God healed him, and he didn't know how or what or who or when, but God, he knew when, but he knew that I was blind, but now I see. We can't explain it, praise the Lord. In one place in the Bible, Jesus said, is it easier to forgive sin or is it easier to heal? And you know, we can't do either one, but God can do both. It's easy for God to forgive sin if someone asks for forgiveness, and it's easy for God to heal. That is nothing for the Lord to do, and some he heals, and some he takes on home the glory. And whatever God, our thoughts are not his thoughts. We don't know the mind of God. But I'm going to turn it over to my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, and we're going to have him just take us off the air. And we got 10 minutes, and we're going to have him obey God, and we love every single one of you.
Okay, it's good to be with you tonight. I thank the Lord for salvation, first of all, tonight. I thank him that one day he saved me. By his grace, I'm saved, and I'm on my way to heaven. And no matter what might come my way, everything's going to be all right. Praise God.
Amen.
I've been fighting a little bit of sickness myself, but I don't serve the Lord just because he's a healer tonight, but he's the Savior. You know, that's the number one thing tonight. Are you saved? That's the thing, you know. Healing's a benefit that comes along with salvation, praise God. But, you know, you can go to heaven with a sick body, but you can't go if your soul is not right with God. If you haven't made things right with him, and if you got sin in your life, you won't be able to get in the pearly gates. But if you got your heart right with God, if you've been born again of the Spirit of God, and you've got your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you can go, praise God, to that beautiful city. And I want to talk to you tonight a little bit here. I was thinking about Psalms 103. The Bible says, let me turn over here to it. Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth the life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. And I want you to notice what the Lord does for us. And the Bible says there in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, and who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. I thank God tonight that he heals every disease. There's not anything out there that God can't heal. There's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible to him that believeth, and no weapon formed against us, the Bible said, shall prosper, and greater is he. In 1 John 4:4, the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that Christ in us is our hope. He is our glory. And we have received the Spirit of God. When we've been born again, there's the Spirit of God comes into our life. And the Bible said, I think it's in Galatians 4:6, God sends forth his Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So that makes us a child of the King. That makes us somebody that's got benefits. That makes us somebody that's got a standing in the family of God. Praise God. You see, when I'm in a family, and when I was born into my family, in the natural family, I had benefits. Whatever the father had belonged to me. Praise God. I mean, whatever was in the refrigerator, I was welcome to it. And whatever mom cooked and put on the table, well, I was welcome to it, praise God. And if I wanted a biscuit, I could have a biscuit. Or if I wanted a piece of fried chicken, I could have a piece of fried chicken. And I could have the good things. See, these was the benefits of being in the family. And I'm talking about a natural family here on earth. And the Bible said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, he said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good things unto them that ask him? And, you know, we have to ask. The Bible said, ask and you shall receive, and knock and it shall be opened. You know, we have to press. The Bible said that it's a pressing way, and we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And we're striving to enter in at that straight gate, for straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And we're striving to enter into that straight gate and to stay You know, I entered into that about, I don't remember how many years ago it was. It was 1975, and I got saved, and praise God, in a little church in Eaton, Ohio. And I gave my heart to God, and I turned my back on sin. I quit doing the things that I used to do. And, you know, it wasn't too long, and I got the baptism, what the Bible calls the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Praise God, it's still real today. That's one of the benefits, praise God. If we get close to God, if we get draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. And he'll withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before him. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I'll tell you, I started seeking the Lord and calling on him. And, you know, several times I was sick in body, but, you know, God healed my body. Praise God, different times. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. The Bible tells us, if there's any sick among you, one of the preachers will preach that a little bit tonight there. And the Bible also says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. Praise God. And he said to pray for them to despitefully use you and persecute you and come against you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. And he said to love your enemies. And praise God, I tell you, he didn't say just to be kind to that one that's kind to you. But no, he said to love them that hate you and the ones that despitefully use you and persecute you. Praise God. Now when you're getting on that kind of ground, you're getting on healing ground, praise God. You're getting in a place where God can help you out. When you get in a place where you can forgive your neighbor or somebody that's done you wrong, and you can get down on your knees and lift up their name and pray that God will do something for them that will save them, turn them around, get them on the right road, then I tell you, you're getting on healing ground, praise God. We can't expect to be healed if we're fighting with one another, if we're causing trouble and strife, and we got envy and hatred in our heart. We can't hardly get healed like that, church. We got to get things right with God. We've got to turn our back to sin. We got to get a hold on the Lord Jesus Christ and start praying like he'd have us to pray, just like one of the preachers said tonight, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. He said, then will I hear, and I'll heal their land, and I'll forgive their sins. Praise God. I'm so glad tonight there's healing in the atonement. Jesus paid it all. Praise God. He paid it to... He didn't leave nothing undone. Whatever we need tonight, the Lord can take care of our need. He fed them in the wilderness for 40 years, and they never went hungry. He clothed them. They never had to go to the supermarket to buy food. They didn't have to go to the clothing store. And the Bible said that their shoes never wore out. And he supplied their need, and they drank water out of a rock. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I think we probably need to pray, praise God, tonight for the needs of the people. And I want to ask you tonight to join with us, and let's pray, praise God, for the needs that's out there tonight. Heavenly Father God, we come to you tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, God, that you would move for souls. Lord, we need your touch tonight. Those in the hospital, nursing homes, care centers, and places that they're shut in tonight. Those with cancer, diabetes, and lung disease, different things that come against them, bind the enemy of their soul. We come against sickness. We bind the other word of God for the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. By the power of the cross, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the power in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, that you're still the same yesterday.
I just meet every need,
God.
We ask you, God, to send the pastors through God.
Reach in to places, homes where people are tonight. Touch, save lost souls and write your name, Father, in the book of life, and deliver them. The oppression of the enemy, God, we bind the enemy of their soul by the word of God. We come against those things that's coming against them, Lord. We speak deliverance. We speak peace, Lord. Sin, Lord, you're anointed of all people. Send forth the Spirit into their hearts, crying, Abba, Father, God, send the anointing down to destroy the yokes, Lord, to tear down the strongholds that the devil's built, Lord. God, we give you the thanks and the praise.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Thank
Until
you.
Next Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll see you then. And Brother Yearwood, he also has Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. Is that right, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God. So you can log on with him as well, blogtalkradio.com/reachingtheworldforchrist. And that's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next Friday. God bless.
God bless y'all.
God bless.